Want to roll dice with your favorite Bad GM? Check out starplaying.games and search for Bad GM Dan. You can join me for some Warhammer Fantasy roleplay, possibly some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Starfinder 2nd Edition, maybe even some Marvel Multiverse RPG. You know, just like any RPG, the limit is only your imagination. Check out startplaying.games to book me however you want, or join a game that I'm already running. I hope to see you there, and we'll roll some dice together.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order for, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, they say you should go to professionalcasual.com. Do what you want. Leave me alone.
Eat or done.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Got him.
Got all of us. Welcome back to your Papa 297. We are so close to 300, which is kind of crazy. Guess not that crazy.
300 what?
Episodes.
Oh.
It's a lot of episodes.
That is a lot of episodes.
It's a ton of episodes. Like a lot.
I was like, what kind of math are you doing right now?
I'm trying to find a better word than a lot, but all I can think of was like an elephant, and I didn't have a way to include that.
I mean, we are at 5.5 years.
It is an adequate amount of Spartans worth of episodes.
Adequate amount of Spartans?
Huh? The 300 Spartans.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
I'm glad I could explain it so you could get it.
A Battle of Thermopylae.
Yeah.
Do not pass go.
You shall not pass. Do not pass go.
Yeah.
Yeesh. I don't know. How's everybody doing? How do we feel about Skaven Ambush?
We feel better about it than you do.
That's true.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I realized after we started this one, I should have said that 2 episodes ago.
What?
But 2 episodes ago.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Because the episode before that was Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the middle of happy birthday. Your birthday's tomorrow at time of release.
Yeah. The big 4-0, baby.
Woo! What are you doing?
I don't know.
Not this.
Wow. It's a great birthday present.
Having a birthday party.
You know any people? Never mind.
Is it 300?
I was going to say, inviting any cool people?
I was going to say, how many people would literally pay to do this? And I was like, well, there are people that do. I got some awesome people doing that.
That's right. But it's my 40th birthday, so I can do whatever I want.
That's true. You could cry if you want to.
I might, actually.
Are you going to shave your head tomorrow?
Maybe. I did say I would shave my head when I turned 40. Mm. And we have one student who is pretty convinced that she has a brain tumor. She does not. But she's very convinced. Mm. And she asked her best friend if she would shave her head with her in solidarity. And her best friend was like, no. And her best friend has beautiful hair. And I was
it's completely legitimate. Yeah. Like, no girl wants to shave their hair unless they have to.
And I was like, hey, I'll shave my head with you.
I'll shave my head with you in solidarity for your birthday.
Do you mean it?
I do.
Oh,
I do. No one will know because you'll put the hat on.
Maybe I'll take it off.
And be like, whoa, episode. He shaved his head.
For that episode.
That's so crazy.
When Tim says shave his head, he should mean his whole head.
Oh, no. I can't.
Chad gets very mad.
I can't do Earthworm Tim.
Well, watch the video for episode 200. It's
I dressed up as
not okay.
I shaved. I put in contacts. I wore a long blonde wig.
It was awful.
It was not well received.
The people for the stream really hated it. when you were streaming every day at the time.
JB was sitting next to me, staring me down the whole time, mouthing, I hate you.
He was so mad.
Oh my God. Speaking of JB, I recently saw like a news article that there was a dead body found in the bathroom of a local sewer. And I was like, oh my God, is he okay?
Did you message him or anything? No, JB, was it you? Was it?
We know how much time he spends there.
Someone was horny in on his territory.
That's where he would want to go out. Is the
maybe?
That's
exactly what it was.
Yeah. Somebody was spending too much time in JB's bathroom.
Right, it was a turf war.
Damn. Wow.
Remember that time he punched a guy at a concert? He's got a history.
The angriest I've ever seen him. No, I wanted to say.
I did not know that story.
The angriest I've ever seen him was the time Tim shaved his head and face. His head and
face. Now you have to tell the story of the time JB punched a guy at a concert.
I mean, he would have to tell it. He was at a concert at SPAC, right? In Saratoga. Yeah, Saratoga Performing Arts Center. Yeah. Some guy was like super drunk and being obnoxious, and JB ended up punching him, and then he went and turned himself in.
Because he's so JB about it. Right. Oh my God.
He like helped the guy to like the security place to get a medical attention. And then the guys are like, what happened? He's like, I punched him. Well, and then he like explained it, and they're like, all right. It sounds like he deserved it. You could go. And he was like, okay.
Jeez. Are you sure? I just meant like, cuff me.
I did it. Take me away.
It's so JB. I love it.
I don't have a face for prison, but I'll do the time. I did the crime.
Did he ever tell the story? I mean, I don't know if I should tell these stories, but I don't think it's that bad. It was back in college. It was forever ago. Did you ever tell the story where he almost got arrested for peeing on a police station? Or maybe it was a friend of his. I can't remember that one exactly because he told me the story probably, you know, close to 20 years ago. He was like driving back up to Potsdam, and it's like this, you know, 4.5 hour drive, and an hour of it is a super boring flat road with like nothing.
Yeah.
And he had to pee so bad, he pulled over and peed in a building, and people came out and were like, you can't do that. It was a police station. You didn't realize. Or something. That's a good one.
Man, JB. And now, okay, so that whole story with his mom and like the lights that turn on just like a second after, and how she called the cops and that whole thing. I get it now because that's how our bedroom light is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like that kind of light. So I
do. You flip the switch, then the light comes on.
It just takes a little time for electricity to go all the way over there.
Yeah, now, apparently. Granted, she paid a contractor to do that to her house. So that's what makes her crazy. But
wait, she was like, I want a delay on all my light bulbs.
No, she got someone changed to do it. The energy efficient stuff. Oh. Yeah. But then she forgot. And then she called the cops and was like, someone came into my house and changed all of the lights in my house to turn on a second slower. And they also changed all my toilets from being like front flush to side flush. And so the cops came.
That's kind of sad. That is a little sad.
Because she was a mess. And so JB was there and the cops were like, hey. And JB was like, yeah. And they're like, do you know who would do this? And JB was like, I know exactly who would do this. And gave them the contractor's business card.
This guy. And then before they left, they were like, are you aware that your mother is smoking while on an oxygen tank? And that's incredibly dangerous. And he's like, yep.
Yep. But man, did she make some great potato pancakes.
Yo, for real.
Oh, that woman could cook.
Hope that recipe got passed down.
Yeah.
I don't know if it survived the fire.
Shut up. That's not funny.
Jesus. His house burned down one time.
This just gets that makes it so much worse, Dan.
The first house, like when he was a kid.
It sounds so bad, but
yeah, it's getting worse because you're laughing so much.
I love like that you were hesitant about telling the peeing on the police station story and are now laughing that his house burned down.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm sorry. Just imagining JB telling me the story and it's like, oh my God, that's crazy. He's like, yeah, it was. you know, it was rough, buddy.
No, their
but he's house, saying it to himself.
When he was younger, like probably in high school, their house did burn down. And then the insurance company, you know, they got it covered and they burnt another one. Or they built.
They burnt another one?
They built another new house.
It had nothing to do with his mom smoking while being on oxygen.
That was later.
Yeah.
That was after it burnt down.
But wait. You made it seem like, so what happened with the, like, with the other house exploded?
I don't understand why we're laughing.
I don't remember how his house burned down the first, well, not the only what? Time. The only time.
Oh my God.
I still don't know how many times his house burned down.
This one.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
But then in the new house, they had, like, a bathroom with two toilets next to each other. And the one
in the
bathroom,
same bathroom?
In the same bathroom, but one had a bidet, but it wasn't like built into the toilet. So you had a regular toilet and the bidet toilet. It was very strange.
It was just a separate bidet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But, oh man. God. You gotta, all right, roll, move on. Yeah. We gotta do this.
It's the morning. Can we have potato pancakes? No, they have no food in this place.
They have
place.
No food.
I hate this place.
We're gonna have Skaven.
And Webby was trying to make this like JB's old house.
Sorry, JB, if you're listening.
You know he's not.
Either he's not or he's gonna be mad and be
he
like,
does
you
listen
shouldn't
to
tell
the
stories
show. Oh,
about
he's
me.
Not on the road all the time anymore.
Yeah. No. Yeah. If he does, he listens at like 3x speed. So he
I don't know how he does it. He listens to all podcasts at least 2x speed.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I tried before at like 1.25 and I was like, no, this sounds too unnatural. Don't like it. Mm-hmm. These sound like aliens.
Mm-hmm.
You try it on Spotify?
Just on my podcatcher. Okay. I don't use Spotify.
Spotify has like a thing that like undistorts it. At certain speeds.
What?
You can do it in Adobe Audition, too. You can have it undistort and unpitch on speeding up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's weird.
You just right-click on
it. Oh, hey, Dan. Do we get any experience points for killing all these Skaven?
Nah.
Can I have 100
experience? Baloney.
It's not that kind of game.
Can we BS. Have our fortune points back?
Okay, so I can move into my last career thing?
Fortune points back, I think, is fair.
Okay. I'll take it.
You got ambushed by Skaven and... had no fatalities.
I would love my fortune point back. I gave myself an extra one, apparently.
You would get one.
He only lets me click it. And when I click it, it just goes up. I couldn't take it off before, so I gave myself one.
You just right-click to go away, but you're using a mouse pad thing. There, I took it away because I'm like that.
I surgeried Arena together. Do I get my motivation to get one resolve back?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Is your motivation surgery people?
People and things.
Surgery things together, I think, is what he wrote.
Wow.
That's correct.
That's really vague in a good kind of way.
Yeah.
In a webby way.
It doesn't come up as much as you'd think, but I try.
In the morning, in your attempts to interrogate Reyna. She is unable to speak because of her broken jaw.
Yep, thought so.
Can you write?
Can she read and write? That's a good question.
Let's I like see. How you said write and then also mime.
I didn't know if she could hear me because her jaw hurts.
She cannot read or write.
I'll teach her.
I tried to explain what I did to Lucky, but I don't think he got the gist of it.
Well, we could probably ask her like a series of yes and no questions.
Yeah.
That sounds tedious to do and to listen to.
While you're doing talking about this, Lucky, give me an average channeling test.
Oh, my channeling's dope as hell. Yeah, 3 success levels. Four success levels.
You notice that.
Average? 6 success levels.
Did you pass it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, but it's exceptional now.
Okay, you exceptionally can see winds of Dar flowing in and around her.
Yeah, that's cool. I know I liked her. Dar's fine, right? That's what's around me.
That's what you use, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like this. Well, not so much Dar, like Dar and like everything else, like you use.
Okay. Bye, boars.
We have a new favorite.
He's enjoying some breakfast beer.
Hell yeah.
It's 7:15 somewhere.
Okay, bro. Sometimes you find yourself next to old boars.
You can play a game for 5.5 years and just find yourself next to old boars. Kind of looks like Keebler, too.
So, there's no, like, secret science for this or anything. Okay. Could I have a moment alone with Raina?
She looks at you like,
oh, it's cool.
Honestly, Raina, he already has 2 girlfriends, and you do not have the same name as them, so...
I want to ask her some personal questions that she might not want to divulge in front of everyone, because she's shy.
You're not going to take any of her, like, kidneys, are you?
No.
I kind of already had my eye on them.
Raina, I will be just outside the door, and you just bump twice on the wall if you need help, okay?
She nods.
Okay.
Like, okay.
Okay.
Do you, so I can see, the winds of magic, right? And what types of winds they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I saw some winds around you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I just wanted to acknowledge that and just not in front of a bunch of people. I tell him I'm a wizard. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
You're saying you're not a wizard?
Now you're throwing me off, Rain.
She's like, you not wizard?
Are you not wizard?
Mm.
Yeah, you're right.
She nods her head, yes.
All right, yeah.
And then winks.
Right. Because the one with the guns is a witch hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, just be cool. And
she looks around like she's laying in this bed all bandaged up with her jaw wired shut. And she's like, what do you want?
So, what? I got like an extra fake license if you want one.
Hmm?
Yeah.
She holds a hand out.
Yeah. I give her my pimple foot. Douglas Door.
I completely forgot about that stupid name.
Yeah, it's been written down for like probably over 100 years.
You probably got that in like 150 or something when you went back to Altdorf.
Yeah, and then I've already paid for the next one too.
Yeah, Pimplefoot Douglas Dorf. What do you mean? She looks at it and she like shrugs like and then she rolls it up and
she can't even read it.
Nope.
So
looks official though.
Mm-hmm,
it's a good forgery.
So you, very legitimately, like, and because we're probably going to have to bounce and like leave you here, unless you're really looking to come along. Yeah. So
she kind of points to her face. That's like, you know, it's all swollen and.
But I assume you were being honest and that like you were really actually trying to come here and make up for kind of what you had done before. And that is. Yeah, so and that's a story that I, you know, really identify with as well. So that's why I wanted you to have that just kind of for your safety. But if you're able to catch up with us, do you know where we are heading? Yeah. So Brass Keep. So if you're able to make it up there and want to continue along with us, yeah, I think that'd be super cool. Is there a way you think that you might be able to like kind of give us more information without being able to read or write or draw or yeah, fireballs? I don't know what that you give me something, which is okay, this is frustrating.
It's probably frustrating for the listeners who can't see any of the faces Dan's making.
Even the video, it's not there either.
Yeah,
she's pantomiming, handing you something.
Oh, is it something that's on you? Or is it like somewhere else? The whole world is in your hands. Can I make an intuition check?
Yeah.
Okay. Caddy won.
All right, she's trying to tell you she already gave it all to you.
Oh, you did? All right, cool. Well, yeah.
Use your magic to heal her face, because that's the point. Then he doesn't need the wires in her cheeks.
I don't have anything for that. Do you know something to be able to do that? Mm-hmm. Have you seen folks like us that can do that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know you're unconscious. Oh, yeah, fair. I know you were unconscious for most of it, but I, you know, was stealing life from people. But not. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She made it, like, used her fingers to, like, pantomime fangs and said they can't do that. Like, they don't have healing magics.
Oh, yeah. Let me see if I do have anything.
Why not invalidate my entire character? Go on.
I can protect you from the rain.
And arrows.
Yeah.
Never mind, I feel secure suddenly.
And arrows and stuff. Knives don't really do that well. I have a bunch of drugs on me, too. You want some, like, weird root or something?
Yeah. She shrugs like, yeah.
I'll leave her with some of that and, you know, like a leech probably. And just because that's the first thing I saw on my list.
Oh, and she might want to try to, like, leech her face because it's so puffy and swollen.
Yeah. So, yeah, leave her too. Do you need, like, you know, like bug bits and stuff to do your stuff? Okay.
She's like waves away, like, don't worry about it.
Okay, fair.
You would realize she can't cast spells if she can't talk anyway.
Oh, I went to wizard school and learned that. That immediately registered in my head. All right, well, cool. Well, hey, best of luck to you and be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And don't, I have found that most people, you're right, can't read. So that works really well. Specifically against them, and the you know, thing. But don't go waving it all around too, because it just takes one inscrutable person. That's not even my first or second, or that's I think my third or fourth one. So you know, just be careful with it. And it's pronounced Pimblefoot Douglas Door. Pimblefoot Douglas. That's the name on there.
She rolls her eyes. She's like,
yeah. So sorry about that. All right. Well, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask, but I don't think they have any food. And I'll head back out.
Before he gets back out, can we have a conversation outside?
I was going to say, was anybody planning on eavesdropping and want to roll for a perception?
No,
or?
I don't think any of them would do that. That sounds like something they're not interested in.
Just the opposite, actually.
Perfect.
No, I'm absolutely just like, I close the door behind me and I'm just waiting to hear any kind of like boom boom on the wall in case Raina at any point feels uncomfortable.
I'm absolutely standing at the door as a guard either way. But these two are probably too conversational and I heard nothing. Also, really, what is Green Warden going to get out of only one half of a conversation when the other wards are just like mumbling and like he is whispering?
I just love that. Green Warden fails every single test unless it's shooting her bow.
Mm-hmm.
And you still roll 80s and
70s. Like, yeah. It's an 81 on a 70. Like, how did I do that wrong? I don't know. It just makes me mad.
It's so good. I think it works out so well, too, for, like, the characterization of Green Warden, where, like, she's constantly being humbled when she presents herself as so much better than everybody else. But, like, you just keep failing at everything. So you need help.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Not even on purpose. So what's happening in the hall?
Okay, so I gather them close and like, okay, listen. Guys, this is the opportunity I've been waiting for. We should leave right now before Lucky knows that we're gone. Look, his heart's not in it, okay? He still is trying to help people like Boris, an avowed murderer. And we're heading in to the Brass Keep, which is going to be full of nothing but murderers. But the second one of them looks like they might remind him of his dad that doesn't exist. He's gone. Like... And Mina, I know you don't want to, like, I know you don't want to break up and, like, you know, leave Lucky behind, but I think I'm speaking for everyone when I say there's no chance he gets out of this alive.
I don't know.
But he's definitely gonna die in this mission.
We have traveled together for so long.
I know, and that's why it'll be so hard, but so rewarding to leave him behind.
So rewarding.
I don't know, but like, he knows where we're going anyway.
Ah, shoot, you're right. But he's slow. He's got those little noodle legs.
Apparently he can fly.
Yes, he can fly.
Man, he's just uniquely qualified to be irritating even when I leave him behind. All right. Okay. But remember what I said. He's gonna get real sensitive about the redhead beastman or someone who doesn't deserve it, and he's gonna drag us all down. We gotta make sure that he doesn't get the better of his own self out there, or at least don't listen to him. He says stuff. It's awful.
Oh, there have been times in the past when Lucky and I have not seen eye to eye about, you know, whom to protect or like who I shouldn't just kill right away. You know, like Reyna was an example of that, and I had to make a compromise with him that I wouldn't just kill her. But I didn't.
And how much
you know,
better would it be if you didn't make any compromises with him and just told him no?
I know, but we got some really good information from her, so I'm kind of glad that I didn't just kill her. But so far he has been, you know, pretty on board with, you know, the Skaven killing. So I think...
I believe he's killed more of them than you have. He can
Excuse me, I wouldn't be throwing stones if I were you, Green Warden.
You're the one who blows up mines, not me.
Alright, granted. Hey, next time you don't want me to blow them up, you give me a signal of some sort, okay?
That's true.
Alright, just know that I'm going into this with caution, that he will not be able to collect himself around a bunch of chaos folk that he thinks he can redeem.
That is fair. He does try to redeem a lot of people. He has gotten better, though. He used to be much more ridiculous about it.
What you're telling me is he used to be worse?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Unlucky when I first met, I killed one of his friends because he was a mutant.
Oh, yeah, coming.
I know, but it was not good luck. He was really mad at me for a really long time.
He was.
Like a really, really long time.
And then you made him a bunk bed, I'm sure.
Pretty much, yeah.
That does seem to be their love language.
Yeah.
He seems simple enough to convince otherwise.
Yeah.
He's so young.
That is the nice thing about him. He'll kind of do whatever as long as you say it with a wink and a smile.
Learn how to wink and smile.
Him? Who's paying me?
The Graf.
That is true. The Graf is paying.
Not for that. The Graf doesn't have enough money for that. All right, that's all I had to say. So whenever Lucky comes out, we're good.
Plus, yeah. You're not leaving him behind?
No.
I'm outvoted. And there's no way I can actually win an altercation against either of them.
Yes, we have to wait for Lucky. If it weren't for Lucky, I would just, you know, indiscriminately burn everyone all the time as a heretic, so.
Yeah. Right? Good.
I need Lucky as
Most
that.
Most hearing
you know,
good things.
I need Lucky as that little voice in my head that's like, no, Mina, you can't do that.
That would be really nice if he stayed in your head, though.
No.
But his voice is just always happening outside of your head all the time.
I know, but like, you know, sometimes I need him to be like that, the physical reminder. No, Mina, right. People are worth saving sometimes. I'm like, no, Lucky, they're always guilty. And he's like, no, they're not.
You got his accent down.
Yeah. It's months of travel together. And then there was that one time with the cockroach man, I did not even want to kill him.
Man, I wish I was around for the cockroach man. You have no idea. You guys got into the coolest stuff before.
Is this a new version
along.
Of Beastman?
He was like a very progressed mutant. But it was tragic. It was really sad. But he played the musical instrument very well. It spoke to my soul.
And you didn't put it out of its misery.
A party member did kill him. But it was like almost sad. It was like a
mercy killing.
Yeah, like a poetic justice in a way, you know. Yeah. Because
that
no
is
one
not how my previous life remembers doing that.
Not even a little bit. It was a bloodbath. But, you know, it was, the right thing to do. But I wish that I could have known that man in another life.
Okay. Well, when Lucky dies, I will not say I told you so. But I will pantomime it. This is my compromise.
Okay. I'm getting much better at compromises, so I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, Webby.
You're welcome.
So Lucky will come out and be like, hey, guys. So I have some bad news. I know we probably...
Oh, no, you have to stay behind. That is just tragic.
Is her name actually Jana?
No, it's not. It does rhyme with it, kind of, a little bit.
Like a slant rhyme.
So I know we don't really want to break up the band here at all or leave anyone behind. I know we would never do that, but
come on.
I don't think Rain is going to be able to make the travel with us. I think we're going to have to leave her here.
Oh, okay. That is probably for the best. I would not want to travel with a broken face.
Yeah.
I mean, I would, but I wouldn't want to. Okay. Well, yeah, I will pay Curly Butt to make sure that
Big Curl,
Mr. Curls,
the bartender.
Yeah, I just.
Mr. Butt Girls.
The name Curly Butt got me a little bit there.
I will provide him with some coin to make sure she is well cared for and well protected as well. I do worry, you know, once that Skaven murder party does not return, I worry that they will send more.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? Here's something. Saving a tavern, great. Saving a tavern only to leave it poorly defended? It's a bad look, Sweaty. I'm wondering maybe if we should leave Boris behind so that he can, you know, at least provide some amount of defense in the circumstance that the Skaven come back. You know, he could probably take down at least 10 to 12 Skaven on his own. So maybe he should guard her and the populace as well.
I was talking to him, and I don't think any of his blessings or nothing are going to be helpful for that, unless they like specifically need a cat for a little bit. But
yeah, I wasn't thinking he would hit him with the blessings.
Oh, well,
I was thinking he'd hit him with hard cold steel. Now that he's, you know, if he's on his own, he's not worried about upstaging Mina. I assume that his bloodthirsty talents will take root.
Do you think that's what it was?
Right, like, he doesn't have to be afraid of stepping on my toes. Focus. Like,
yeah.
There was plenty of Skaven for everybody.
Yeah, he got one.
I do not disagree with the assessment that she may need a guard.
Yeah. So you're going to stay behind and watch her?
No, we need her.
Oh.
I will be killing Skaven.
Let's talk to Curls and see what we can arrange. I'm sure that they have somebody or something.
Well, and giving him some extra, like, I'm more than happy to throw in too, so he, you know, stocks food.
Food would be great.
For her to mash up and put in water and drink.
Liquefied food. Well, broth into a straw.
Yeah.
You know, she can suck it in through the incisor gap.
Oh, that's true. That's actually pretty perfect. She's probably planning for this the whole time.
I bet she was. She knows.
If I ever get my jaw broken,
this is ready. Going to be very convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. May I go speak to Raina before we make these provisions and depart?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hello, Raina.
Give me a challenging perception test when you walk in the room.
Okay. One negative success level.
Okay.
I feel like this is appropriate at all levels.
I love it when the dice work out.
Mina has no clue. Never.
None.
Mm-hmm. For everybody else, if she passed it, she would have noticed that Raina got this look of like fear when Mina came in.
Yeah.
But okay. Mina doesn't notice.
No. Hello, how are you feeling with your jaw and your face?
She's like,
I'm so sorry that that happened to you, but I'm very thankful that, you know, between Webby and Lucky that they were able to save your life during that Skaven ambush attack. Mm-hmm, that was very fortunate. So I'm going to like sit down in the chair. You know, I'm delivering some bad news. So I don't know if Lucky told you, but we do have to be on our way to the rescue Jerry.
Mm.
That's my nickname for him because he just always ends up like on top, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The bunk bed too. When we make bunk beds when we sleep too, he takes the top bunk.
Mm-hmm.
So he can be closer to the magic. I don't know. He learned that in college, I guess. I don't know.
She's thinking like, man, if only I could talk right now. It'd be pretty funny.
So we do have to be going, and I understand you are not fit to travel, and I completely understand that. So I'm going to talk with the barkeep here, and I'm going to be paying him in advance for your stay, and I'm also going to be paying him to do some kind of like guard detail so that you are protected and safe in case there are other follow-ups given, you know, any kind of like investigation or something like that. So we just want you to be safe. No, we don't want anything bad to happen to you while we are away.
Give me an average perception test.
4 success levels.
Wow. Okay, so you, like, her eyes start to, like, water and get red, and you can tell she's, like, fighting back tears.
Oh.
And she takes your hand, and she's just like,
Oh, no, it's okay. Like, no. Do not worry about it. No, we try to take care of people who, you know, you provided useful information, and I appreciate that you, you know, turned another leaf, you know? So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course. So we will set you up, and I will ask Dr. Webby to come check on you before we head out and make sure that you are comfortable. And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, if Sigmar smiles upon us, or Ulrich, if that is your person, we will meet again under better circumstances.
Mm.
Yes. And we will have a drink and a joke.
Mm.
Yes. Okay, so you take care. Mm-hmm. I bid you goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. I really like that phrase, a drink and a joke, because if you're going to take a drink, take a joke, and be out.
Yeah. Bye.
I just had a really good thought. Like, you know, at the end of a movie where it like tells like what everyone's doing now? It's like, Lucky decided to finally go to wizard school and like some big long thing, and he was brutally murdered as soon as he interacted with anyone that could tell or see through his bullshit of me.
Dr. Alan Webwood still at large.
Mina still can't tell the difference between wizards and witches.
She's the worst witch hunter.
She's terrible.
She's two terrible. Of them right here.
Right here. Can't tell.
Wow.
The milk is still good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's your number one still tell.
Good. I don't know.
That's your erotica series. No good?
Oh.
So do we want to set down like a hard, like the fast path, or are we still taking it easy?
Yeah, so, you know, it'll be another day to Furlank's Tower at the easy pace. You could get there by midday if you go at the riding full pelt. And then from Furlank's Tower, you still have Mittler Castle and Hope Square before the picket.
So, and not to be like that guy or anything, but like as far as, you know, advocating for riding fast, sometimes there's a bunch of Skaven that are hunting us down and trying to kill us and able to catch up to us when we ride easy.
Yeah, agreed.
What are the chances that happens twice?
I mean,
That was very fun.
Has it been the first time it's happened to us?
Yeah.
Maybe we should pick
up. So you're right. We're probably safe at this point. Yeah. What are the odds of it happening yet a third or fourth time?
Yeah.
Well, when you say it like that.
Right?
Now he's going to make it happen.
I think it is worthwhile to pick up the pace.
I agree. Wholeheartedly. There's more outside pressure than expected.
Didn't you say, though, that we were heading into the rockier, more mountainous terrain soon? Well, we should probably slow pace once we get there, right?
This is the last leg, and then it becomes more steep.
Yeah, if you're looking at the map, from Fernling's Tower to the Brass Keep, you can see isn't quite as far as the other legs, but that's still a two-day full pelt ride because, yeah, you're into the mountains at that point.
The mountains are also not nearly as open. Ambushes can be laid in the crags and the rocks.
Mm-hmm. And the tests you make for the trip will have more potential consequences than just, oh, you're fatigued before you get there.
Broken horse legs, falling off steeds, rock slides.
Dysentery.
Horse legs falling off.
An option. Not liked. So if we're going to go full pelt, this would be the stage to do it.
Yeah.
Very well.
Did we have that conversation with the dude to take care of her?
Yeah, we can say you did that.
Okay.
Yep.
And he'll buy actual food?
You said you're going to give him money?
Yeah.
How much you giving him? Who's taking it off their sheet?
I'll do it.
Wow.
I'll do some too.
How much you giving him?
How much will it take?
I don't want to give too much because then it'll be too much money and like then he'll start acting erratically.
Get bandits on him.
And get bandits on him.
And spend it on himself.
Right. So I'll give him a gold and a half.
It's generous.
Yeah. I'll match that.
Okay. And he's just kind of like, wow.
He's got to make repairs too, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when we get back from where we're going, there will be more in it for you if she, you know, did in fact survive and is doing well.
Sounds good. Yeah. Next time I can
get some gravy in.
Get a shipment of food, I'll make sure to buy some. But I won't charge her none for it, of course.
Yeah. Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. So riding full pelt, like I said, it'll take you about half the day to get to Fernlink's Tower, which is funny. On the map, it just says Fernlink's Tower, but in all the text in the book, it's Fernlink's Tower with an R there.
Huh.
So I'm going to call it that. So
it's
10 miles to the tower, but then it says the road becomes increasingly narrow after the tower, treacherous and mountainous. Even those who travel at a fast pace need to stop to negotiate tricky sections. So for the second half of the day, you can get to... Let's see, they can decide whether to stop for the night at either Mittler Castle, which they can reach early afternoon, or Hope Square. Okay, so you can get to Mittler Castle tonight. You guys are basically cut everything they have in the book, like, in half, because you did, like, half a trip the first day instead of all the way somewhere. Mm-hmm. So you can get to where it says Ruins of Mittler Castle on the map, and we're going to need to get to Mittler Castle, everyone's going to need to make a very difficult endurance test, which is minus 30.
Ooh.
Which, again, very difficult.
That's a fail.
Yeah, that's a fail.
That's a very hard test.
Two success levels.
Let me know if you get negative 6 or more.
I got negative 1.
So, luckily, at this point, not getting an astonishing failure just means you are fatigued upon reaching the picket, and you're gonna have to test to not be fatigued when you get up. You may have overexerted yourself. But here, the ruins of Mittler Castle. This is another way station. However, it's just an old ruin destroyed and scavenged for stone that was used to build Fernlink's Tower. It's an eerie spot and only relatively sheltered in comparison to the rocky mountainsides that surround it. You could camp here for the night, but it's a forlorn site and a perfect place for any pursuers to spring an ambush.
That sounds ominous.
So everybody make a challenging endurance test or you wake up the next day fatigued.
13. choosing to stay in the ambushable place.
I mean, it's still their option. It's better than continuing on the road at night.
Okay. Just making sure that was the choice. What's the difficulty?
Challenging. Was lucky good?
Oh, yeah, I got an 11 there. I had to really double check that it wasn't a 71.
Oh, yeah. I know your endurance is real good.
You got an 11. I got a 12.
Hell yeah.
I love that.
Three success levels.
And Webby?
I am also good.
Nice.
After a fortune point.
This also kind of represents how much you're pushing the horses and whatnot. If you're failing, they also can have consequences. So at this point, you know, going full pelt, you can get to the picket today, potentially. But again, it'll be another very difficult, very hard endurance test to make your way up through the mountains here. It's getting progressively colder and windier. There's a lot of like cliffside paths. You know, the wrong step sends a bunch of scree down the side, and it's kind of scary.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, let's just do this as safely as possible. Yeah.
Yep. We want to be in tip-top shape when we do get there. Mm-hmm. I think that taking it safe makes sense now.
So it'll take you a whole day to get to Hope Square. This is a penal colony. This is wretched chain gangs make their way through the clustered buildings and into the mines. A statue of a Shalane reformer who promoted prisons as an alternative to execution stands in the middle of the square. Travelers are not encouraged to stop at Hope Square, but the guards at the penal colony find a place for characters to sleep if you show the charter, which I'll just tell you that because you would get the sense of that very easily. So it's not like a welcome place, but it seems much safer than the ruins you were at the night before.
Yeah, plus we might get a prison riot. That'd be dope as hell.
Yeah, riot! So are one more. Are there
any penal left over?
What?
Nothing.
No. Just think of all the people that we could redeem and set free that are probably really good people, but just misunderstood in this prison.
Very hard endurance test for this day's travel. Oh, no, you were going at an easy pace.
Yeah.
So, easy pace. In that case, it is
easy.
It is easy. I rolled an 8.
I rolled a 10.
I finally got an astounding success. Nice. Didn't need it now.
Yeah, we could have made this at a rough pace with all these great rolls.
I know. Yep. And then the last day, you know, you should be able to reach the picket at late afternoon today with one more easy endurance test.
I'm good. Not by much, but I'm good. Oh, it's very easy. Never mind. Crushed it.
Just easy.
Oh, just.
Still plus 40.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good.
Made it.
All right. So you continue up into the mountains here. Again, it's getting colder. You start to feel the air, you know, get thinner. You're kind of used to this at Middenheim, but you're even higher up than that was at this point. And as you are going, you realize you're just about to the picket and you feel full of determination. As you get 20 experience for speaking with Valeria Roth and learning some from her. You get 24. It's just as if we're dealing with any Yellow Fang agents following on the road, which was Reyna. And then an additional 60 for roleplay for an even 100.
Nice.
What am I now? I forget what it's called. Am I weird?
Lucky.
Warlock.
Generic. I don't remember. Is it weird? Witch, warlock, and then like master warlock or something?
I can't remember.
Here's the cool thing.
I was looking around for a book, but there was not one within reach.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't like award these points in Foundry. Also, I should probably be rolling intelligence.
Oh, I can. I will award it to you in Foundry and you can click on it. Weird that it's Hexer, Witch, Weird, Warlock.
I'm a warlock.
You're a warlock now?
Mm-hmm.
That's gross. All right.
I can finally put points into intelligence.
That's wild. All right. Green Warden, give me just a moment here.
At this point, I'm assuming I've rolled while sleeping and I've healed up fully from my last wounds.
Yes. All right. So those two things should have popped up for you to hit receive.
Yep.
Oh, and then I just have to give you 60 more.
Yep.
I think I have to put that in total.
Did it get cold down here? Am I crazy?
Yeah. It did.
Okay.
air going higher in the mountains.
Mm-hmm. And the air is thinner.
Are we closer to the magic?
I don't know. Probably. There's more wind, so that means more winds of magic.
That's a picture.
Ooh.
So you come.
I always thought winds of magic was just a poetic flourish. I didn't think that it actually had anything to do with wind.
No, they're all like kind of like flowing strands and different colors, and they kind of like bleed through everything a little bit. They're actually, yeah, it's kind of like
they flow like wind, but only people that can manipulate them can see them. And like you see them in different colors and they act in different ways, and depending on where they might have like a sink for it and whatnot. But yeah, so here I just brought up an image from the book here of the picket. I think it's a little extravagant. There's not this many tents.
I was going to say, there's a lot of tents down there.
It's too much. There are 200 people stationed here.
Everyone has their own tent. It's totally viable.
Right? There's a lot of tents.
That's 50 per person. We can handle that.
And you see here the wall, the picket itself. A little bit in the distance there with a couple little towers, and we see the brass keep looming menacingly above a few miles up this path into the mountains.
Looks like there's a walkway. Maybe that's just the tower coming out of the fog.
And again, the picture is a bit like there's some artistic liberties taken there.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be like a few miles away. Mm. As you get closer, you hear, you see a group of people like trot up to you on the road here, horseback. Everybody give me a lore Reichland or lore local or something like that, or just a basic intelligence test, depending on what lores you might have.
Lore beasts.
No.
Language test level.
Language. Atherian. No.
No.
What'd you say? Intelligence?
Yeah.
Zero positive.
-4.
You guys are so bad at lores.
Look, it's not Elvin. I don't care.
Webby, what'd you say? A few positive?
+1.
And you had 0? So Webby, you immediately recognize these as Ungle horse archers, Kislevites. And Lucky, you're like, I think these might be people from Kislev. Like, you could tell they're a little foreign. They have like they're riding dappled horses that are kind of short. Why are you looking at me like that?
Are they like really nice ones?
I don't know what you're trying to set up here, and I don't trust it.
King Ding Dappledongers.
Okay, that was good. And they all have like big plumes of feathers coming off the back of their horses.
Fancy. Oh God, no, not horses.
You're riding one.
I want the
big. No, I know that. I feel like you're gonna try to do something crazy, Green Warden.
Ugh. Like take the gaudy feathers off of them? Gracious, how insulting. Yeah, and
probably also kill the riders. Just keep a cool head.
I am not a heathen.
Really?
That's what you are.
Yeah. There he is. So I want to pick, you an image of this guy. The leader of them rides up and he introduces himself.
Oh. Is his name Genghis Khan? Or
he says, welcome. I'm Horse Captain Tylik. Can I help you? And you realize you're reaching the picket of the Brass Keep. Very dangerous place. Are you lost?
No. I don't think anybody who arrives here gets lost.
Thank you, Captain Tylik, was it? May I please introduce the... Shoot, are we supposed to explain who we are, or we just want to be around here?
No.
Right, we're not.
We are travelers. Maybe we did get lost. Can we walk around freely, or are we about to be abducted into prison?
Well, no, of course not. We're,
No, wait, hang on.
Stationed at the...
They are expecting us, right? We're just not supposed to be like, we're from the graph.
There's like a special person we're supposed to interact with, isn't there?
Wait, we have notes. Let's read them.
There's a name of sorts. We're supposed to talk to somebody who's in charge or something.
We are looking for Emmeline von Karlsberger, if my notes are correct.
Yes.
While we're figuring this out, does anybody want to describe Captain Tylik for the listeners?
He looks like Genghis Khan, but thin.
Yes, very much so.
With like something in a thin Khan.
I like his fur-rimmed hat.
Yeah, that's very cute.
Yes, it's got the scarf.
I like that his shirt is checkered.
Underneath his armor.
It was pretty cool. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that his belt sash is striped.
Man's not afraid to, you know, mismatch.
It's quite gauche. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bow and arrow. Weapons, so nobody cares. I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, does Greenwarden, like, denote that he has the demeanor of a skilled marksman? Like, would that register to her?
Definitely. The first thing she would probably be aware of is that, one, he rode his horse well, two, he was using a bow and arrow, and three, it was probably a well-kept bow.
He looks like he knows what he's doing with a bow.
Yes, we need an audience with Emmeline von Karlsberger, just like Greenwarden said.
You are from Mindenheim.
Yes, that is correct.
Yes, I was told to look out for you on the road to make sure that you reached here safely. My horse archers and I can escort you the rest of the way.
Thank you so much, Captain.
Yes, very good.
That would be lovely.
Come with me then.
I just had massive deja vu. The whole conversation you just had, that was weird. Have you ever had deja vu, and in the deja vu, you're like, I swear we all said something different right here. I didn't like it. I didn't like that feeling. Makes me think I forgot something.
Oh, I forgot to put boars on this map. What was I doing?
Oh, no.
We got a new map.
He's going to kill us.
Boars?
He's calling it now.
Yeah. Nah.
Boars or Tylik?
Oh, boys. No, Tylik is as gentle as a lamb. You can tell by the look in his eyes. He treats his mama well.
That's good. So you can see he leads you over the next rise here. We can see the picket proper. Says the mountains rise above it, dwarfing the ramshackle collection of buildings and tents at the mouth of the pass. A line of six long gray stone building houses sit across from a large warehouse-like structure. To the south is a small square building, which has large open doors on its northern and southern sides. A stream passes to the south of the buildings, next to which stands a corral of horses and a stable, and downstream a line of outhouses. The stream emerges from under a palisade of earth and wood, which stretches north and south to either side of the pass. Even from a distance, you can see that the palisade is in poor repair. A single gate sits in the middle of the wall with a rickety wooden tower standing above it.
Ugh.
Beyond the palisade lies the path itself. The mountains cast it into shadow, and it twists and turns, making it difficult to see very far. Lucky, you notice, you feel a foreboding chill upon seeing the pass. And you see tendrils of dar drifting out, dissipating as they come into the sunlight.
A spooky. Man, there's a whole bunch of, like, dark magic up there.
We like, need to set fire to it.
To the...
like, to the source of the dark
magic. Oh, yeah.
Not the wooden palisade keeping all of the things behind it out. That is clearly already falling apart and needs no help from fire to fall apart.
Yeah, I was going to mention, you guys have been here a while, huh?
Yes. As far as I understand, the picket's been set up for the last 200 years. Obviously, I haven't been here.
200, wow. Happy anniversary.
How long have you been here, Captain?
A few months. We have a deal with Middenland as part of our peace treaty that we exchange troops at times. So my unit's been stationed here for the last 4 months,
okay.
I do believe.
Interesting.
Yes.
I guess it makes sense to, you know, have everybody who would be impacted by forces from the Brass Keep coming out here in everyone's best interest to kind of keep the fortifications up. Who's responsible for maintenance? You get funds out here from one place or another? Is it kind of a group pool?
Oh, I don't know anything about that, but as far as I know, there are troops from your Middenland.
So how long is like a tour here? Like when you guys come out, like how long do you stay before you rotate out?
Well, I thought you were asking for a tour, like a
3-hour
show
tour.
Off your six buildings.
I did too.
I was like, damn, Lucky. There's nothing to show off.
There's not a lot here. I'm pretty happy with, I had to make a map for this place because I felt like the description was fine, but there's no map in the book for it, so.
Oh.
I made one on Incarnate, you know, based off the description I just read you, really. As you're looking around here, he leads you a bit more, you know, northward through the area towards that, the one building with like the open doors. Everybody can give me an easy intuition test.
Yeah.
88.
22.
Say 88?
Yeah.
Is that a pass?
No.
Also 22.
Your intuition, are you sure?
Oh, what'd you say it was?
Easy.
Oh, yeah, I passed.
I was going to say, isn't your easy intuition going to be like a 90-something?
Over
100.
Yeah.
Oh, over 100.
Yeah, it's 107 on easy. So yeah, 2 success levels, I guess.
9 success levels.
What?
I either roll nothing or everything. It's kind of dumb.
I missed Lucky's, or Webby's. Did everybody pass?
I passed, yes.
So as you're heading through the camp here, if you see a few people kind of milling about, you see some people kind of on guard. I threw a number of tokens of guards out here. Obviously, I wasn't going to fill it with 200. So there's a lot more people about doing things. And you all get the sense that they kind of look at you as unwelcome outsiders. Kind of like when you enter a local bar and everybody stops talking to look at you when you walk in the door.
I mean, we were prepared for this, right? We know that Middenheim forces are not welcome amid the Karsberger's estate.
I'm aware that people stare at me all the time, no matter where I go. This matters not to me.
Right, yeah, you're used to this.
You might not notice too much of a difference.
Nope, no difference.
That's true. See, I've gotten used to being beloved. This city. So
you have not yet announced your title.
I don't think.
Nor should you.
No, I'm keeping that.
I ask about what appears to be a few dozen horse legs on the far side of the river that is to our east?
Those are actual.
Am I reading this right?
No, they're horses. There's a corral with some horses.
Okay, so it's more than just the legs that I'm seeing.
They're horses top down.
Oh, I see. Okay, good.
Yeah, it's awkward. Because horses on the side would mean
really
they're...
really awkward if those were just horse legs.
Yep.
Why would they just be legs?
Well, who knows why I'm out here, man.
I'm really zoomed out because it's a big map. So I associated those figures with legs.
That's really funny. Yeah, yeah, I tried to make it pretty big. I figure a camp of 200 people is still going to be pretty large. You see the six buildings here are clearly barracks. I'm not a huge fan of that other picture. Just has a bunch of tents. Like, they're up in the mountains. It's going to be cold there, like, pretty much year-round. Being a bit north as well. So, you know, it says there's a line of six buildings. To me, that makes perfect sense to be barracks. And as you are getting to see the area a little bit, the large warehouse-like building up in the top right of the map here is, you get this, you see a few more guards posted out in front of it, and you get the sense that that's kind of like the command structure. Mm. And then to the west, you see on a little hill, a solitary cannon with somebody kind of stomping around. Well, you know, one person over there.
Stomping around to stay warm by it.
Maybe.
Just one cannon. Mm. That's okay. Yeah, you know.
I mean, this picket goes longer than what we're seeing, right? I assume that they've got a cannon every few hundred feet.
No. I'm assuming this is the entirety of the picket, and their defenses are thin.
That would be bad.
Like I said, there's more people than there are tokens, but this is basically meant to be the whole thing.
This is really significantly less grandiose than I was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Like, maybe they don't even want to come out of the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this obviously isn't stopping people.
Yeah.
The forces of chaos from coming out of, especially with that much Dar up there. That's a lot of Dar.
And maybe that is exactly the moment they're waiting for, is for humanity to forget this place existed and not care about it anymore so they could punch a hole right through it.
Well, I guess
granted, 200 years, not too bad. I mean, they've done a pretty good job so far.
They've had a good run. Maybe the people inside aren't as bad as we're making them out to be. Maybe they're just nice people that, you know, aren't trying to escape or nothing.
Oh my God, Lucky.
What?
As we're walking through this place, is there a way to get, like, the general demeanor of the people who live here and work here? Like, the people on tour, the soldiers? Like, can I gauge, like, other than suspicious?
Other than how much we are unwelcome?
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of get the sense that, like, nobody really wants to be here. This is not maybe not dishonorable, but, like, it's certainly not going to be a sought-after position. They're way out of the middle of nowhere. Detail. It's kind of a shit detail, yeah. You know, there's not much going on here. Like, there's one cannon. That's pretty insanely minimal defenses. It says soldiers stop what they're doing and glare at you as you're walking towards this first building. It says there seems to be more to it than a stereotypical Midlander orneriness. There's active hostility in some gazes, and several observers meaningfully heft weapons as you pass.
Whoa.
And Tylik walks up to this first building, and he says, I'll introduce you to Sergeant Otfried Brantner. And he can take you from here. I just brought his image up for you. Oh, maybe I didn't click show players yet. Huh, I need to do that part. And he kind of, you see this guy's talking with one of the other soldiers, and he turns around and he gives you this stern look, just like he has in his profile picture. And he kind of looks you all up and down a little bit. And he's like, well, I guess you're here now. We'll see what happens next time in 298.
This guy looks like how I imagine Bruno imagines himself.
I love that. That's so good.
That means we're late and there's a problem.
I bet this is just a bullshit thing and they don't want people to know that it's a bullshit thing. So.
I bet it's a bullshit thing that has become a real thing.
I have no idea what that could possibly mean. You what?
I could rehab the cannons.
I mean, yeah. We could make this. I feel like I
could do a lot of good here.
Right? Yeah. I just love that there's one cannon.